love is a boat. I hate boats. Those were the first words that popped into my head when my sister told me what the actual venue and means of conveyance was going to be. I thought, wow, I have nightmares. I actually have nightmares about drowning on boats, all the, like them getting swamped, them sinking, other variations. There was a certain traumatic incident with a canoe and a catamaran, and about the details about the canoe. We'll save that for later in the evening. So those were my thoughts. But you know, you get asked to get on a boat for your sister's wedding, you go. It was not bad. It was actually pretty scenic. It was actually pretty, you know, beautiful, and the music just came on cue, and you know that magic hour of light. You've got the river, you've got the buildings, you've got the sky and Providence. All of that. Love is a boat. I had my moment of thinking, I'm going to miss the boat. I got a text from my sister who was in traffic. They also perhaps had their moment of thinking they might miss the boat. the boat waited for them. So that part also all worked out all right. Love is a boat. This phrase, out of nowhere, about 4.5 years ago, popped into my head. I was at a music festival at the time with my first serious boyfriend after my marriage ended. There were no boats in sight. We were about 100-some miles inland. We were far away from water. We were far away from watercraft. I don't know where the phrase came from. I just remembering it. It made an impression. And there are so many metaphors about love. And love, y'all, love is not the same as marriage. Sometimes they go together, sometimes they don't. You can have love without marriage, you can have marriage without love. It is truly a minor everyday miracle when the two coincide. But I kept thinking, there are so many metaphors about love. And love is many things. Love is a flower, love is a garden, love is a castle, love is a rock. But I just love the idea of love as a boat. Because what is it? It's this vessel that contains us. It's this very fragile, narrow thing, this membrane, this container between us and the outside world, which is scary, which is full of chaos, which you cannot actually breathe those molecules. They will kill you. You can drown. You have a life preserver and you radio for help and you get picked up. So with Jeremy over there, we had a few sailing experiences on the Chesapeake earlier in the year. Boats, the other reason I like love and boats as a metaphor, as two things linked together, boats are about adventure. Apparently, Anna Julia had requested this be a platitude-free wedding. I'm about to break that rule. I'm just warning you in advance. That's just how you. So it's been such an advance.
Okay, you can break any rules you want.
Oh, don't test. So I will bring in one cliche, one single happy cliche, like into tonight, and that is that one about ships being in harbor. Like, a ship is always safe in harbor, but that's not what ships are for. And I think that's true, you know, whatever the size of the craft, if it's a two-person, you know, a four-person, if it's a 25-foot boat, if it's a 50-foot, 100-foot, whatever the crew, it's not about being safe. What makes love different than any of the other forces that motivate us in life, than security, than comfort, than status, than trying to just do what everybody else is doing? What makes love different? It's because love can take you to places that you cannot get any other way. A ship is safe in harbor. That is not what ships are for. Love is something, a craft, a vessel, something that's contained. Love is a boat. You can use it to travel further together on a journey than you could go any other way. That's my reinterpretation of a platitude that I'm giving to Anne and Julian. May they have beautiful and wonderful and blessed love and marriage, and may that love take them further, take them on journeys, take them on beautiful scenic, running a little bit ahead of schedule, behind schedule, it doesn't even matter. Fire, water, sunsets, spectacularness. May they go to all those places together. With best wishes, with my love.